Foles led Eagles are back in the playoffs and head to Soldier Field to beat the Bears this Sunday. Chicago and Philadelphia have squared off a total of 41 times in the regular season and 3 times in the postseason. The last time the Birds and Bears played in a postseason game was in 2002, where the Eagles won 33-19. It's a rivalry renewed. It's time for the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Valley Brook Country Club. Now here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Oh, good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition, the playoff edition. Did you hear that, folks? The playoffs edition for the Philadelphia Eagles. A very exciting time, a jam-packed crowd here at Riley's Pub at the Valley Brook Country Club. And, oh, do we have a show for you tonight. To my left is Harold Carmichael, the great Harold Carmichael. The great Lee Woodall, 2-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. And before I bring my next guest on, I got to sell some stuff. You know, that's how we're able to do the show. So I always want to thank our sponsors, because this show is possible because of them. And I am deeply indebted to the sponsors of the show, starting with my good friends Jim McCormick and Peter Lanzvecchi at Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. Thanks to the fine folks at Stay at Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds, even during peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. We are brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets on their new books, sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? I'm looking around. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And we're also brought to you by Bradford Water Heaters. Bradford Water Heaters, built to be the best. Thank you, Nick Jaffray, and that fine team over there at Bradford White Water Heaters. And no, we got the Miller Lights out. I know the guys always like it during the show. Thanks to Mark Kramer, Brandon Dalton. Miller Lights are only $2.50, so everyone likes that. We all got our Miller Lights out right now. So, guys, I got Harold Carmichael. I got Lee Woodall. And the Eagles play the Bears. They play the Bears in Chicago at 4:05 Sunday. What a better guest to have on the show than the legendary coach of the Chicago Bears, the coach himself, Mike Ditka. Coach, welcome to the Ron Jaworski Show. Well, we lose the coach already?
He's talking about the Bears.
He's talking about the Bears. We're going to get him back on the line in just a minute, but it's so great to have Coach Ditka with us. You cannot think of a better guy to have when you're talking about a playoff game with the Bears than the guy that, you know, coached that 85 Super Bowl championship team, and some people still regard that defense as the best defense in the history of the NFL. And, you know, Lee, you played on some great defensive teams in San Francisco. I mean, you guys probably felt pretty good about your bunch. I look at that roster in Super Bowl 29.
Yeah.
Man, did you guys have some talent.
Yeah, we had some talent. We had some talent. And I know Coach Ditka can talk about that, can talk about having that type of talent on his team. And it's just tremendous when you can play at that level.
All right. Hey, Coach, are you finally there? You get off the golf course?
What's wrong? But you know, it's pretty interesting. You know, you got a game coming up this weekend. I think the two best teams in the league. And, you know, the one who won the Super Bowl champion. The Bears are awfully good guys. I tell you that they can play football and then get after you. So it's going to be a hell of a football game.
Hey, Coach, before we get to the X's and O's of the game, and I'm joined by Lee Woodall and Harold Carmichael. First of all, your health. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I mean, I'm not going to run a marathon, but I'm okay. I'm a little better than I was a couple weeks ago. I had quite a set. Actually, I'm lucky to be here. Or, you know, what am I saying? I'm lucky to be here. So, but I feel better every day. I get stronger. I'm playing golf, and, you know, for me to play golf, it takes a little energy because I hit the ball everywhere.
Well, Coach, we know it's a good sign, and you've been in our thoughts and prayers. We know you went through a very serious heart challenge. You recovered from it, and now you're playing golf again. So Godspeed, God bless, and we are all pulling for the great Coach Mike Ditka. So thanks, Coach. We know this game. It's important in a football scheme, but in a scheme of life, it's not very important. But it's great that you can give us some insight on what can the Eagles and their Eagle fans and the people traveling to Chicago this Sunday expect
from the fan base at Soldier Field on Sunday afternoon at 4:05?
Well, it's going to be crazy. I mean, the Eagles have got to keep the fans out of the game if they want to win. I'm just telling you. This is a very well football. They do everything. Pretty good. I mean, jumps out and hits you. Trubisky's a pretty darn good quarterback. Got a good running game. The defense is outstanding. They're going to put pressure on you. Make a mistake, they're going to end up with on the board.
Yeah, they are much like the Monsters, the Midway, and Dick Butkus, you know, in the 70s, and your great defensive team, the 85 Bears. I mean, this team is really fueled by defense. And, you know, I'm watching the Eagles game, and obviously, they pulled out the victory. They didn't pull it out. They crushed Washington. We all became Bears fans, Coach. Trust me, Philadelphia. I was wearing my hat doing my 6ABC show. You know, pulling for the Bears. But this team's been fueled by defense. So the minute the game was over, I started looking at the numbers before I was going to start looking at the tape. Here's what's amazing, Coach, and with Harold Carmichael and Lee Woodall as well. Lee, 96 points allowed in the first half of 16 games. That's 6 points per game over the regular season schedule. That's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
That's really remarkable. Yeah. That's the defense stepping up.
Spoken like a true linebacker in the NFL. Coach, have you seen any similarities between this Bears defense and the 85 Bears?
You know, I don't, because, I mean, it was a long time ago, Ron. But, I put it very simply. These guys kick butt and take names. I mean, they really do. It looks like they have one agenda. That's to be in your face and to stay in your face and to make you make mistakes. And that's what they do. That's the way they play. They're very aggressive, in-your-face defense.
They have been number one in the league this season, stopping teams from rushing the football. 80 yards per game. That's the fewest yards allowed in the NFL by this Bears defense. And, you know, Vic Fangio, their defense coordinator, has been around a long time. And, you know, everyone, you know, talks about scheming and design. But that 3-4 defense that they run, they do a lot of different things. And Khalil Mack, Coach, is he as good as advertised, in your opinion?
I think what makes a great player, Ron, is really if you make the team around you that much better. I think Khalil Mack makes the Bears defense a lot better than they would be without him. They can do so many more things with him. He's a very talented pass rusher. He's going to put pressure on you, know. You're going to probably have to double team him or chip him, or you're going to have problems. But, the Eagles are world champions. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we know that. Trust me, we know that, Dick. Hey, Coach, we got that one figured out. We're still celebrating. That was our problem. We celebrated far too long. Coach, you had mentioned a moment ago Mitch Trubisky. And if I think there's one area the Eagles have the upper hand, it's their defense. The defensive line is playing phenomenal as of late. Our Eagles secondary has been mediocre most of the season because of injuries. But you got a quarterback in his second year, his first playoff game, can be a little bit erratic. Do you have any concerns about Mitch Trubisky on this playoff stage?
John, if you knew him, you'd love him. He's a Polak. You'd love him.
That got the biggest round of applause and laughter I've ever had on the show, Coach. But you're right.
That's all you can ask. You go out and you play the best you can. Play smart football. Don't turn the football over to quarterback position, and you'll be all right.
I'll bet Mitch has been over at Ditka's restaurant down there in downtown Chicago a few times, hasn't he? one of the great restaurants in America.
Well, you know, but don't forget now that none of the Bears players drink.
Wait, would you repeat that?
None of the Bears players drink. It's a thing. It started way back there with me when I didn't drink. So nobody drank.
Coach hasn't lost a sense of humor.
Not at all.
Harold, you've broken these teams down. You know, you've been around this Eagle team. You know, you've been this receiving core, and I've been saying it all week. After studying this Bears defense, their secondary may be the best in football.
Well, there's no doubt. First of all, I'd like to say, Coach, I'm glad you're doing well, and we're really praying for you. And hang in there, guys, and keep hitting them straight. You know, I've seen you play. You hit them. You don't hit them too bad. But no, being around.
I loved you when I was in Dallas, and that was hard to do.
You guys used to beat me up all the time in Dallas, too. But no, it's you watch some of the offense of the Eagles, and people talk about, you know, our receivers. I think we got some darn good receivers. We're going to have to put them in the positions to make the plays. You looked at what happened to Nelson Aguilar last week. He was tremendous going down the seam and running the deep crosses. And you know, you've got to take your hat off for number 17. The new number 17.
Number 17. I'm going to pat you on the back, number 17, next to me here. You made my job a lot easier.
Well, no, boy, they always told me to make you look good. So, you know,
that
was my job. But anyway, you know, Alshon is playing very, very well. I love how he body position. He goes up and catch the ball at the highest point. You know, when you see a receiver doing that, you know the guy's got it going right now. Nick, whomever throwing the ball to this guy, they know he's going to come down with him. You know, that's what, you know, I tried to make sure you did with me. I knew if you get it around me anywhere close, I wanted to make sure I make that catch. So I know I'm going to make you want to throw that ball to me again. So that's the same thing.
Make the play, right?
That's right. Make the play. And Nick is doing the same thing with Alshon and also with Aguilar, you know, also with Zach Ertz. These guys, he's spreading the ball around, which are making them look better.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, I got to turn to you and ask you about Matt Nagy. You know, Matt is a local guy down the road here from Philadelphia and Lebanon, a Pennsylvania guy. You know, you're an Aliquippa guy. What's been the key to the success of the Bears under Matt Nagy?
Well, you know, if you watch him play, I mean, they really don't have a glaring weakness. I mean, you say, well, we can do this, but what can you really do? But first of all, they control the ball usually on offense. They run the ball very, very well. They don't have a big name running back, but they have guys who can run the ball. I think, as I said, the quarterback is really maturing into a good receiver. They've got a good tight end, some good receivers. And the defense creates, it changes the field. It changes the whole field for them. It gives them great field position in so many cases. They can make a mistake, turn the ball over deep in their territory, and probably get out of the point because of their defense. And that's great football.
Yeah, you know, Coach, you're probably one of the most beloved people, not only coaches in the city of Chicago. I know what it's like when I was around you for the shows that we have done in Chicago via Monday Night Football and Sports Center and Countdown. You can't walk down the street without people lining up to just touch the coach. I mean, it's like going to the Mecca when the coach is around. And did Coach Nagy reach out to you by any chance when he got the job in Chicago for some advice?
I did talk to Coach Nagy in the beginning, yes. I don't think that it's really my part. I think this is a whole different thing, and I think the front office really would rather have it that way. And that's okay with me. Listen, I'm going to be a Bears fan until I pass away. I've been a Bears fan my whole life. So, I mean, it's important to me. It's great to see him playing good. I support him 100%, what Coach is doing, what the organization is doing. I just think it's great. I really do. It's good to see good football. You got two really good football teams, the Eagles and the Bears. It should be one hell of a football game, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure both teams are. I mean, the Eagles aren't going to back down one inch. They don't care who the Bears are, and the Bears don't care who the Eagles are. They're going to play them right to the nail.
Hey, Coach, you're not scaring us over here now. You know, you're talking all that good stuff about the Bears. You're not scaring us at all. You know, we coming out there to win. We coming out there to play. You know, so you know, you can.
Coach is intimidating, Harold. You know what he's trying to do.
I hear him.
Hey, shoes up tight, Val.
We gonna fasten our chin straps. We coming to play. They come. You know, these guys are getting ready right now. Doug Peterson is kind of resting these guys a little bit because they've been playing pretty hard the past couple of games. And, you know, these guys are really ready to come out there in Chicago and have a good football game. I know it's going to be a great one. And, again, don't try to scare us.
Hey, Coach, I remember you telling stories about how much you loved your year in Philadelphia. So, you know, I want our audience to understand you were a Philadelphia Eagle at one time.
Oh, yes, he was. Hey. Yes, he was.
Do you remember that year, Coach?
I was there when it was really bad, but that was all part of it.
I came in a couple of those years.
This is going to be a great football game. It's going to be great for the NFL. And whoever wins, I think, is going to win the championship.
All right. Well, since you mentioned that, Coach, we know you're going to make a biased pick because we would not do that, Harold Lee and I. Now we know this community. Who do you like in the game?
I'm not biased at all. But I mean, I just. Hey. Find a way to get the defense. And I haven't seen anybody do it for a while, so it's going to be interesting. Not that it can't be done. Don't get me wrong. But their defense is awfully good right now. And, I can't relate. You know, I had a good defense in 85. Those guys were great. This defense is really interesting to watch. They attack. I mean, that's what they do. They attack you. And they make you make mistakes. And when you make mistakes, you get in trouble.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, I did want to mention to our audience as well, if people want to go to the Super Bowl in Atlanta and see the Eagles play again, they can come to the Ditka Jaws Cigars with the Stars party for our 10th year, Coach. The 10th year you and I host this party. Thursday, January 31st, Atlanta, at the Monday Night Garage. And I'm telling you, sells out. Harold, I know you've been there.
For the past 10 years, I've been there.
Hey, it's sold out every year, and Coach and I love it. We raise money for the alumni, for the Jaws Youth Playbook charities. All the money goes to help former players and the kids. It's a great night. And, Coach, it's been just remarkable in being able to partner with you with that incredible evening at the Super Bowl. So I know you're busy. I know you got a lot. Do I can't thank you enough for joining us here on the Ron Jaworski Show. The great legendary Coach Mike Ditka. Thank you very much, Coach.
Have a good one, Coach. God bless you.
God bless you.
Did he give a score?
No, we don't want to hear him.
Well, let me reset because it's always an honor to have the great Coach Ditka and his opinions. And Coach is an amazing, amazing person. And, you know, I know Lee Woodall is a defensive guy and Harold offensive guy. It doesn't make any difference when you're talking about the great coaches and the great people in this business. And Coach Ditka has an incredible passion and love for the game. And as we all know, the coach. Yeah. And it's amazing. I'm getting all these email things now and Twitter stuff and whatever emojis. I'm not all this all this Saturday Night Live stuff with Coach Ditka. I'm just laughing every time I get one of those. I'm not good at that stuff, you know, but it is fun when the coach was mimicked an awful lot by a lot of people. Wait, we know where he's coming from though. Oh, yeah. And he should be pulling for his Bears.
He lives there.
He
can't do
he owns the best restaurant in Chicago. He's got no choice, Errol Lee.
Exactly.
If he didn't pick, you think I'd pick the Bears? No one would show up. they wouldn't go. I'd be booed out of my own restaurant. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right, pick, right.
Hey, let's go to the game a little bit. Okay. And Lee, I was when I you know my myopic brain looks down at these little things. I watch a tape and I always see where the challenge this Eagle defense may have. And Tarik Cohen, that back that they have for the Bears, he's a guy that scares me. He's that kind of that satellite back, and they do a good job of matching up his skill set against a linebacker. And you would think that's an advantage for the running back. Hey, you played the position at a Pro Bowl level for a lot of years, a Super Bowl level. What do you think when you see a guy like that out of the backfield?
Well, when you see a guy like that out the backfield, you have to know how to play him. You have to know his weaknesses and his strengths. One of the things you have to look at is how does he play the game and how does he, you know, some guys will come out, will be finessed and try to figure out the game. And then all of a sudden you're just looking at them and trying to play them from the waist down. So what I see when that happens is that you have to really come out and play this game to the top level. And when you know, we call this the second season.
because the first season's over. Now we're in the second season. So as I watched the Eagles and I reviewed some of the tape myself, one of the things I could notice is their technique was getting a lot better from where it first started at the beginning of the year. Their technique, they're going in certain places, reading their offense before their plays happen. And those type of things make a difference. And I know Coach Dicker was talking about their defense, but I think our defense has stepped up tremendously.
In a big way. And I always go to the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, it's my natural inclination to do right. that. And, you know, I watched Trubisky.
Yes.
And now he can beat with his legs. That's part of it that worries me a little bit. He's rushed over 400 yards.
Yeah.
But he is an erratic passer. He's not a, you know, they call repetitive, accurate type guy. So I think, right. and you mentioned Eagles defense playing a lot better. That front four will yes. be critical. Because if Trubisky gets time, he's yeah. you know, I mean, there's a chance you can still take advantage of the Eagles' depleted secondary. But they haven't given anybody any time. I think Schwartz has done a really, really good job of integrating mm-hmm. all three levels of the defense now and making a cohesive defense. Not right. only secondary linebackers, but that pass rush, Harold, but is alive and well.
You look at that, you know, we faced pretty much a running quarterback pretty much last week. You faced one again against Houston. So, right. But, you know, you look at it, these guys have stayed in their lanes. You know, they didn't give him an opportunity, even though...
No, Deshaun Watson hurt us, though.
He hurt us a little bit. Yeah. But, you know, that was... They missed some tackles. He spun out a little bit. But I think in the past couple of games, the past game, that they stayed in the lane. And you watch Fletcher Cox. He wasn't trying to blow up the quarterback. He kept the guy in front of him. And they made some good plays in the secondary. When we talk about the secondary, these guys have been playing very good football the past couple of weeks. You know, so, you know, I look at these guys and I say, these guys had an opportunity now to play real football. You know, they've been in practice before, and now they're getting game condition right now, and they're playing pretty good.
Lee, we're talking about covering backs out of the backfield, and normally it's a linebacker. I think here's where Jim Schwartz has really done a good job. Yeah. Malcolm Jenkins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what you do. You know, and when you have a great back, I remember playing at that linebacker position and some of the great backs that were coming out, we just would switch it. We would say, hey, let the safety take it. Let the safety take it. Hey, you get on the tight end. He's not as a great player, so you play the tight end. Jenkins will pick up the running back, and then you'll see that they'll be able to come out and play a different type of defense. The thing that does scare me is, as you said, is when they do get spread, when the quarterback does have a lot of time. Because you will see that a running quarterback will hurt you in certain areas. And then if that gets up, that's when you have to tone your defense down, tell them to stay in their lanes, don't come out their lanes, and then that changes the game from another perspective.
Yeah, if you've got some stiff standing there, you know, the pocket passer prototype.
Right.
I mean, you, that guy's not going to beat you with his legs.
Right.
But, you know, and we mentioned Deshaun Watson a moment ago. Yeah. That's the guy that, you know, and Trubisky does have that ability. I mean, He can play at a very high level outside the pocket. Mm-hmm. And by the way, my guy Jason did an amazing stat. Malcolm Jenkins has played every defensive snap this season.
Whew.
Every single snap. And he plays special teams and he does everything else. Jason's all over. He's paying attention. All right, guys, we're going to take a break here at the Ron Jaworski Show. And, man, I have some awesome guests here tonight. The great Harold Carmichael, Eagle Hall of Famer, and the legendary Lee Woodall, Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowl, local guy down at Westchester University. Great to have you guys. We'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show right after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000 five times a day. Listen next week for details on how to win. Brought to you by TurnersvilleJeep.com, the Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation. Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Tax and debts additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 50% of 2018 Cadillac XDS previous rental Encore Terrain 24 month lease $24.95 due at signing. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
Now is the time to buy. It's Frank Herbeck's New Year's Markdown on over 500 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Held over till Saturday at 7. Take an extra 50% off Herbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP $50,009. You pay $25,400. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $149 per month. 500 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. It's Frank Kerbeck's New Year's Markdown. Held over till Saturday at 7.
Come join us.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is starting the new year right. Switch to Comcast Business and get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Call 1-800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com and learn how we can help your business go beyond fast this year. Plus, every day in January, you can also enter for a chance to win $10,000 in the Comcast Business Fast Start event. Think of what you could do with 10 grand. Buy new devices for your sales team, upgrade your Wi-Fi network, finally replace that conference calling system. Visit ComcastBusiness10ksweeps.com and enter for your chance to win. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
No purchase necessary. Ends on 1/31/19. Open to legal residents in the 50 U.S. and D.C. who are legal age of majority and at least 18 as of date of entry. For official rules, visit ComcastBusiness10ksweeps.com/official-rules. Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for our all-new Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. How would you like it?
I'll take the Ultimate Bromance.
Extra bro-y?
Yeah, definitely.
Bro, this Ultimate Spicy Italian made with Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread?
I know, bro.
So much melted mozzarella.
And this garlic butter spread, I can't take it, bro.
You know what this calls for.
Bro hug?
It's like we share the same brain, bro.
Bring it in.
Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
Sports Talk, West Grove, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, everyone. The Ron Jaworski Show coming to you live. What a great crowd we have here at the Fallowbrook Country Club, Riley's Pub. Dennis Riley, the man, the myth, the legend himself, hanging out with us tonight. We are honored to have his presence here at Riley's Pub. And I'm also honored by my guest that we have here tonight, Harold Carmichael, Eagles Hall of Famer, and Lee Woodall, now serving as the president chapter of the NFL alumni here in Philadelphia. So, Lee, thank you for the work that you do on behalf of the 20-plus thousand former NFL players there. We appreciate that hard work. All right, let's get back to this playoff game because we are talking playoffs.
Yes.
Now, 6 weeks ago, I wasn't so sure we'd be talking playoffs. Hey, I'm figuring this will be the wrap-up show. Yeah, we're talking about the playoffs right now. Playoffs. It's pretty playoffs. Yeah, you got that right. Now, hey, you know, you start with stats, and you see how teams play, and they kind of define teams. But this Bears team, I really had a chance to look at this week, and Coach was talking about them. I mean, they are a really good team, and I'm trying to think of, you know, key points. What do the Eagles have to do? And as we all know as former players, turnovers.
Right.
You can't turn the football over. This Bears team, on defense, they have 36 takeaways, have generated 107 points. That leads the NFL.
Yes.
I mean, so Nick Foles, you have got to take care of the football.
You do.
Every running back, you get that ball in your hand, it's a block of gold, baby. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Exactly.
If the Eagles do not turn the football over or win the turnover battle, they will win.
Right.
So, Lee, I know, as a defensive guy, take us into the locker room. What are your defensive coaches preaching to you at 10 minutes before kickoff?
Well, what they're preaching to us is to be focused, number one. And a defensive guy's mentality is purely, I'm coming to get you. At all things, you know that this could be your last game of the year. So when you come out, you're trying to strip the ball, any injuries that you may have, and this is how defensive players really think. If you have any injury, we're coming after you. It actually gets us even much more hyped.
So, okay, and make this clear, because I think most fans don't understand that. We do, because we lined up and played.
Yeah.
Okay, there's an injured player on offense. You know that you've been reading all week, and this is why coaches are, you know, very unclear about injuries, and they should be. At running back, there's something in the report about his sore ankle. So you are saying what?
I'm saying that's the part that we're going to go after. Because if we eliminate him, the backup has to come in. And if we can get the backup coming in, we don't have enough confidence in him that he can beat us.
There's a reason he's the backup, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's how defensive players think.
Yeah.
So, you know, when those injuries come out and that report comes out, you're looking at that report, you're saying, where's the potty part that I'm going to aim at? And, you know, it's football. Yeah. So what am I going to do? If I can eliminate this, this gives us a better chance of winning.
That's illegal, man.
hey, it's going. Hey. Keep it in your head.
Hey, Harold. Now this. Here was a good example of what the offensive mentality. Think of that Saints game. Eagles defense. Now, I don't want to think about it because it was a bad day, and this season has flipped since that game. But Sidney Jones was playing, coming back from a hamstring injury. You know, everyone read the accounts that Peter King had as Monday morning quarterback. He was bunkered down with the Saints defense and their offense, and he knew what Sean Payton was going to do. And they knew.
Right.
Sidney Jones hadn't played in a few weeks. He had a hamstring. They not only ran at him, they threw at him.
Yep.
So if you have a weakness, this is what coaches do. Right? Harold, if you're a wide receiver and all week you're hearing, Sidney Jones has a hamstring and he hasn't played in a month. What are you begging Coach Vermeil to do?
Well, you want to make him do those double moves. Make a double move on him, make him try to push off that and pull that hamstring again. You know, you want to do that stuff because you know, and he can't come on his back pedal that well. You know, if he can cover you on a pulled hamstring, you don't need to be out. You know? So you got to find a way. You know, you can't hit him in a way that's going to hurt his hamstring. So you got to kind of double move him, do some quick breaking stuff on him to make that push and try to get that hamstring, keep a little pull there.
You know, well, one of the talking points this week has been this Bears defense and their ability to shut teams down early.
Yes.
And again, you watch their tape, and Lee, you were saying, you look at their tape. I mean, this is a really well-orchestrated defense at all three levels, D-line, linebackers. I think it's the best secondary in football.
Yeah.
I really do. I think both safeties are absolutely phenomenal. You know, their corners, so you got it. Always look, they put their name, they put like a one by, that means first round pick. You know, so you see a lot of ones with this Bears defense. So they are talented, talented players. And the thing that they are very, very good at, not giving up points in the first half. This was a remarkable number when I first researched it. They've only given up 96 points in the first half of 16 games. And if my Youngstown State education is correct, that's 6 points per game in the first half.
And do you realize how difficult that is? I mean,
yes.
You really can think about how difficult, because defensive players would say that the NFL is built for offense.
Right.
If you don't score, nobody watches the game. So we want you to score a lot of points.
Don't they watch defense, Lee?
That's new. That's new.
Yeah.
So taking those points and knowing that you score 6 points in the beginning, if you watch what the Eagles did last week, you know, they struggled a little bit to get points
early
on the board.
Or even against a poor defense.
You take that in a factor with a defense that's only allowing 6 points, that becomes a huge factor. But, you know, like I always say, when you get in those playoffs, your mentality changes, your attitude changes, and the way you play that game changes. It's just a whole new level.
So one of the things I heard about their defense in the secondary, they have just about 11 guys has at least one interception on their team, on that defense.
Yeah, that's a remarkable.
About 11
stat.
Guys have at least one interception. You know, the forced fumbles from the safeties, you know, the sacks, the, you know, the break, pass breakups, you know.
Right.
These guys are really, they play some very good defense. And just like you said, Nick has to protect the ball. He's got to get the ball out one time. Guys got to concentrate on catching that football. And, you know, one of the things, you know, we talked about, and I really hate talking about it, is Josh Adams. You know, they know he has that knack of dropping, putting the ball on the ground a few times, you know. So, as you said, Lee, that they're going to go after that ball. They're going to be trying to strip him.
Yeah.
You know, so
whatever you have a scouting report that says fumbler in your scouting report, hey, that's Lee and his boys, they're putting that highlight pen right on that
He may get extra yardage.
Exactly.
If he holds the ball tight, he may get extra yardage because they're not going to try to tackle him. They're trying to get that ball out.
He can get
those extra yards and stuff. So he's got to be fair. I mean, everybody on that offense that touches the ball got to be careful.
Yeah, you know, we talk about, you know, they'll start the game, the telecast, in about, you know, the first 15, 16, 17, 12, whatever each coach determines are his scripted plays.
Yes.
And the Eagles have not been a fast starting team this year. In fact, they've been very poor in the first quarter. And really in the first half, it hasn't been, you know, their highlight tape where we're putting points on the board. Harold, when you look at a game plan, and we didn't do this when we played these scripted first 12 plays. We just not made our adjustments after the first series or maybe after the first couple plays. So how important is it for this Eagle team to start fast knowing this Bears defense gives up an average of 6 points and a half over 16 games?
One of the things that you look for, some of the coaches in offensively and defensively, is to be able to adjust as you go. You know, a guy's giving you the slants, let's take those slants. They're giving you the deep ball, let's throw the deep ball. But, you know, when coaches have that 15 to 10 scripted plays in the beginning, they got the heads down on that chart. They're not looking at what the teams are giving you, taking away from you. So they're going to keep running those things. And sometimes that happens to teams. That's why they don't score a lot of time. They're waiting to see what the defense is giving them or what the offense is giving them. So it may take a little more time for them to really start their motors and engines and move. Yeah.
You know, Lee, as a defensive player, you know, you're aware of the teams that script their plays. And some teams don't. Not everyone does.
Right.
I mean, do you look for something specific as a defensive guy, formation-wise, play-wise, early in a ball game?
You purely look at those tendencies, and you look at what have you been doing for the last 4 or 5 games. You know, those tendencies, those records of how you've been playing, if you've been scoring a lot of points at the beginning, if you got a great running back, if your running backs are coming in and out and changing, or you have one that's getting many yards, you take a factor in all those things. So it tells you how to predict the game. And if the game changes, and that's the biggest key. When you have those turnovers, that changes the game.
In the game. That's it.
I remember being in a playoff game, and all of a sudden, we were playing at a high level. And the turnover changed the whole perspective of the game, and it just threw us for a loop, and we couldn't recover back to then. And that's what you don't want to see. You don't want to see the interceptions. You don't want to see the turnovers, because I know for a fact, a defense that's number one will show you why they're number one when they start getting turnovers.
Yeah, and here's the team, the Bears, you know, 36 turnovers, 107 points off those 36 turnovers. So as an offensive guy, I know what I'm thinking.
Right.
Hey, I can't give them any meat. I mean, I don't want to give them anything. You see that blood, you know?
Yeah.
I need to be very careful. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Nick can't turn the ball over in this game. That will be the number one determining factor who wins and who loses.
You know, another thing we got to look at, we haven't talked about yet. We talked about offense, defense. Special teams going to play a big part in this also. And one of the things that I looked at, this is the first or second year, I haven't seen a return, a punt return, a kickoff return from the Eagles and stuff. Right. So if we can get that in.
So you're saying we're due, Harry.
We are due.
We are
due for this. So I'm hoping that we can slip in one of those punt returns, a kickoff return with Sproles.
All right. Harold Carmichael, Lee Woodall, I want you guys to know, me and my family have been driving vehicles from Burns for years. Our friends Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzavecchia, they are great folks to have in your corner when you're looking for a new car or truck, or even a pre-owned vehicle for that matter. And with the Burns Honda Original Program, you can buy a pre-owned Honda with the confidence of knowing it has been sold and serviced at the Burns dealership only. They know everything you need to know about that vehicle. Year-end savings start now at Burns Honda during the Happy Holidays sales event. You can save on their entire lineup with great deals, like a lease on a 2019 Honda Pilot for only $349 a month, or a 2018 Accord for only $189 a month. Get great financing offers on their entire lineup. Looking for a used vehicle? Be sure to ask them about Burns certified vehicles that come with a real 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty that starts on the date of your purchase. Check out all their offers online at burnshonda.com or visit them in person, Route 73 in Marlton, and tell them Jaws, Harold Carmichael,
I have one.
Or Lee Woodalls.
I have one.
What kind of endorsement is that? Boy, that was a setup if I read that. Harold Carmichael does have a Burns on it.
Yes, I do.
Any better than that. And we'll be back with these incredible gentlemen right after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Bang! A big-time left-hand jam by Ben Simmons.
Sixers, Suns, tonight at 9 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is starting the new year right. Switch to Comcast Business and get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Call 1-800-501-6000 or visit comcastbusiness.com and learn how we can help your business go beyond fast this year. Plus, every day in January, you can also enter for a chance to win $10,000 in the Comcast Business Fast Start event. Think of what you could do with 10 grand. Buy new devices for your sales team, upgrade your Wi-Fi network, finally replace that conference calling system. Visit Comcast Business 10KSweeps.com and enter for your chance to win. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
No purchase necessary. Ends on 1/31/19. Open to legal residents in the 50 U.S. and D.C. who are legal age of majority and at least 18 as of date of entry. For official rules, visit ComcastBusiness10KSweeps.com/official-rules. Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Congratulations, small business owners. You've made it into the new year. I hope you celebrated your accomplishments, but now it's time to get back to work. Start by honoring your New Year's resolution to fire your overpriced and error-prone payroll provider. Why not start the year fresh and let Patriot Software keep your payroll tax filings spotless from now on? Patriot Software offers payroll and payroll tax filings for up to 100 employees. Our payroll customers rate us 4.9 out of 5 stars. Now that's a New Year's resolution you can live with. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-587-6643. 800-587-6643. 800-587-6643.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Happy New Year from your friends at Vidian Chevrolet in Phoenixville. Shop VidianChevrolet.com or come see us at 610 Nutt Road in historic Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. The Ron Jaworski Show with Soul Man leading the cheers here at Riley's Pub at the Valley Brook Country Club and Soul Arena Football starting in a couple months. Oh, football never stops. It never stops. I have two fantastic guests with me tonight. The legendary Harold Carmichael in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Lee Woodall, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 29. And boy, they played some defense on that team.
Yes, and presently
the president of the Philadelphia chapter of the NFL alumni. So great to have you guys. We are breaking down this Eagles-Bears game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It is a playoff game. How exciting is
playoff.
That?
Right.
Hey, and I got to be honest with you now. All these people here, you guys see them now. They were doubting. They're telling me I'm lying right now, but there were some doubting Thomases out there after that Saints game 6 weeks ago. It was a remarkable turnaround. I mean, that game was like, whoa, this season's over. I mean, Doug Peterson, phenomenal job. And you got to give some props to Howie Roseman and Joe Douglas. I mean, where they were finding some of these guys that, you know, we're on the roster a month before, and they stepped in and were starting and playing well enough to win football games. So I thought this 5-1 streak was an organizational run right now. Sometimes it doesn't go the way you'd like it to go. It's football. Right. Players get hurt. You're going to lose some games. We all know that, and it's how you respond to that. But this team got punched in the mouth. They got knocked down, and they got back up, and it's a scrappy bunch. That's what's exciting to me.
You have to take your hat off to Howie and Joe Douglas and stuff. These guys have done a tremendous job in their department, bringing guys in, looking at guys that can fit into this defensive and offensive scheme that we do here to Philadelphia. And, you know, they've done a great job. You know, again, Howie Roseman and Joe Douglas, they've been awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. Cause we get all this information, you know, depth charts and all that. Hey, I followed the Eagles as much as anybody. I know, and then I like Leagues. Oh, who's that guy? When did they sign him? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, I mean, even to maybe like us who love the game and love, you know, football, and there's some guys that moves are made in the course of the season, and guys step up and they make plays. And Doug's been able to sell this team on that. You know, we all hear that BS next man up, and it all sounds good, you know. But at the end of the day, someone gets hurt, someone does have to step up. You've been in a situation like that?
They definitely have to step up because, you know, that you're one play away. And we believe in that those guys have to be ready just as well as the starters because you don't want anything to have to knock you down. Okay, now he's in. Like I said, that's my weakness. So it's just like when Foles went out, you know, then that had to step up. you know, when you step up like that, you have to come in with confidence and knowing you got to be ready to play.
Yeah.
And you cannot take a step back, because this game, especially in the playoffs, it changes your perspective of how you think, how you function, and when you're out there. You can't be nervous. You can't think. You just got to react and hope for the best.
Yeah, man, you in the NFL right now. Third string, second string, whatever. You are in the NFL now. And, you know, you can't make that excuse, but I haven't practiced. That's why I'm saying, when you're out on the field, in the practice field, you have to prepare yourself to be, as we say, that next man up, just in case. You got to come out swinging.
Yeah, that's why I think that this Foles streak, once again, is so improbable. And, we all know last year. We all know one of the greatest stories in the history of the NFL. Nick comes back. He starts two games. And plays good football. Not great, but he plays good football.
Right.
He knows in the back of his mind he's the backup when Carson gets healthy.
Right.
Carson goes 3 months. Nick's the backup. Doesn't say a word, man. He's a pro.
That's the type.
He's a team guy. Doesn't say a word.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he gets his chance again. Man, he gets it rolling again. Yeah. Those are the guys that you want to have on your team that get it and understand it. Check your ego at the door.
Right.
Be a team player. You know, go to that locker room. And I guarantee you, he's beloved in that locker room. They can put a shrine in every locker room for the way he's playing. If he beats the Bears, I'll be down there lighting candles for him.
You know, I tell you, I've been around Nick from the first day he came up to Philadelphia Eagles. And one of the stories I like telling is about this first week, Nick got a chance to throw some passes to the starting receiver. And Nick walked up to the line. You know, I was, you know, back then I was the highest paid ball boy in the NFL. because I was spotting the ball. You saw me out there running in training camp. So I would be there and I would like snap the ball to the quarterbacks to throw this 7-on-7, 1-on-1, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Nick came up, he wouldn't breathe. I said, Nick, breathe. He came up with just holding his breath. And I said, breathe. So, since that day, when he became a starter, whenever he played, I would text him every game day and say, breathe. That's all I say. Breathe.
that helps, right? That helps a little bit.
And that's pressure, because if you really think about it, the mental side of the game, number one, and then number two, knowing that you're going in, knowing that you may lose the job during the season, and then coming back and saying, you know what, I'm going to play as if I've already been there, I understand it. But if you really look at the way he plays with no pressure. He plays the game smoothly, and he plays the game as if he knows it. And, you know, that's when I was in the league, when things started slowing down, and that's what he's noticing. He noticed that everything is slowing down, and everything he's starting to read and understand it. And I think there was pressure on both sides of that, but it turned out for the best, and now they're in the playoffs.
And Lee and Harold Carmichael, you guys know the importance of coaching.
Yeah.
And he's getting coached here in Philadelphia.
Yes, he is.
This, you know, Doug Peterson knows that position.
Yes.
He played it at the NFL level for a long time. Mm-hmm. He coached it as a quarterback coach, as a coordinator. And to me, it's all, you know, we had Dick Vermeil, and Dick coached the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He called the offense. He understood the position.
Right.
And that's what I think is so important, that Nick and Carson and even Nate, you know, if Nate goes in the game, he won't embarrass himself.
Right. I guarantee.
He's prepared.
Right.
And coaching is so important, and that players accept that coaching. And that's the one thing Doug has done, the Dick Vermeils do. They surround themselves. And, you know, Nick took that fall into the Grand Canyon going to St. Louis, where there was a defensive-minded coaching staff that didn't understand the quarterback position. And he disappeared and played poorly.
Yes.
So really important that he's got this coaching staff behind him.
And he also, not only being coached, he was being taught.
Right.
You know, there's a difference. A lot of times people just can coach you, but it's a good thing that you have a teacher also that can teach you how to get to where you want to go.
Yep.
Harold, you know I'm wrong for all these stats, you know, and I look at his tape and I chart everything, and Jason Jones, my assistant, he's there. I drive him crazy all the time. But, you know, I said, Jason, this week, you know, we got a guy, got a veteran quarterback in Nick Foles. You got a quarterback still learning his ropes in the playoff game. I don't know how they're going to respond. I'm looking at how the Eagles are playing with Nick Foles. And from snap, the ball come out of his hands, 2.51 seconds.
Right.
2.5 seconds on 204 throws this year.
Wow.
That's fifth in the NFL, the quickest.
Yeah.
And no one thinks of Nick Foles a quick draw. Tom Brady, by the way, 2.51, the exact same snap to release throw, Nick Foles and Tom Brady. So here's what Nick understands, the coach understands. He's not Carson Wentz. He's not going to extend plays. Put him in a position to be successful. Quick passing game. And that's going to be necessary against this Bears defense.
It definitely will be, because when you got a defense that's honed up and ready to come after you and ready to attack, you have to know, you got to look to the side. Look, you're not going to be able to go through your reads. You're going to go through your reads pretty quickly and make those quick passes.
All right, guys, it's that time. Hey, by the way, thanks to Coach Mike Ditka, Iron Mike, the coach, for joining us on the first segment of the show. He made his pick, and we were all shocked he picked the Bears. Yeah, people fell out of their chairs here. He picked the Bears. And he, okay, no, that's enough of that. Now we'll move on. Always the highlight of the show, guys. People are in their cars. They're at home. They're writing this down. The Eagles are 300-1, the odds of winning the Super Bowl. So people are wagering on these games. I do understand that. All right, Lee, who do you like, the Eagles or the Bears? And do you have a score?
I say the Eagles 21-14.
Ooh! Lee Woodall, Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowler, went with the Eagles.
You
got to
remember, but there was a stat in 2000, I believe it was 2002, when Chicago played the Eagles, and they came in as the underdog, and the Eagles won that game.
You got a better memory than I do. Harold? Well, the highest paid ball boy in NFL history?
Highest paid. Come on. Oh, man, you know, I hate to give a score because the Eagles going to win. But I don't care if it's by 1 point. You know, let's just say 21-28 Eagles.
Well, they're getting sick, so you're all right. Harold, people watch this stuff. You know, they listen to this. You got to be alert. All right, so we got Lee on the Eagles. We got Harold on the Eagles. And I am also on the Eagles. I have the Philadelphia Eagles 21, the Chicago Bears 20, on to New Orleans next weekend, and another big party after a big win. And that'll do it for the Ron Jaworski Show. Thanks to Lee Woodall. Thanks to Harold Carmichael. You guys were awesome. Thanks to Coach Ditka. Go Eagles. We'll be at Ramblewood next week, January 9th, to talk about the Eagles' victory over the Bears and head to New Orleans. Good night, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.